With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Kremlin says Russian President Putin has had a constructive three-hour meeting with President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, in Moscow. The talks come ahead of Mr. Trump's deadline for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or potentially face crushing economic sanctions. The president supports the redrawing of congressional maps in Texas, but not all Republicans are on board.
The president says Democrats do redistricting, so the Republicans should too.
Yeah, they'll do it anyway. Why, if we stop over there, they would have done it anyway.
But several House Republicans are voicing their opposition. Axios reports that GOP lawmakers Kevin Kiley of California and Mike Lawler of New York want to ban mid-decade redistricting in all states. Representative Nicole Malliotakis of New York said it's wrong for either party to do it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton does not question reports of starvation in Gaza. What he does question is who is to blame.
You had the lies spread by Hamas and its willing dupes and apologists and sympathizers in Europe and the United States that Israel was guilty for starving poor children in Gaza, when in reality it's Hamas that's always used food as a weapon.
The Arkansas Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Trump ally Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn makes it official she is entering Tennessee's wide-open 2026 governor's race. That sets up a primary showdown with another Trump supporter, GOP Congressman John Rose, vying to succeed term-limited Republican Governor Bill Lee. Watching Wall Street this hour, stocks in positive territory. The Dow is up about 51 points, the Nasdaq ahead 127, and the S&P trading 25 points higher. This is SRN News. Runners are preparing to spread the pro-life message.
From September 5th through October 25th, small groups of people will run along public streets from coast to coast in the U.S. wearing shirts that proclaim the message, "Remember the Unborn." It's the brainchild of Dr. Patrick Castle, the founder of Life Runners. Participants will run 5K legs beginning in California, New York, Texas, and North Dakota, and converging on a single point in the middle of the country, tracing a cross over the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court may take up another religious freedom case in 2015 when two Christian schools in Florida made it to the state football championships. The High School Athletic Association barred the teams from conducting a joint prayer over the loudspeaker at the stadium prior to kickoff. A lawsuit resulted and has been percolating through the courts for years. Legal experts say the High Court is likely to take the case. This is SRN News. Here's an unusually fishy story.
Firefighters say a brush fire in the Canadian province of British Columbia was caused when a bird dropped a fish on power lines. Ashcroft Fire Rescues say in social media posts that the fire happened on August 1st, about 4 miles south of the town, sharing photos that include a charred fish on the blackened ground. The post says investigators found the fish that had been dropped by a local osprey onto hydro lines, with the resulting embers starting the fire on dry grass below. Keith Peters, Washington.
An Alabama home where Martin Luther King Jr. and others planned marches in the 1960s, calling for black voting rights, has been fully reconstructed at a museum near Detroit. It's been a delicate operation to move and preserve the Jackson home, as well as other artifacts from the civil rights era. More details at SRNNews.com.